So we're here with what seems to be a great project so far, and two amazing people. You are?
My name is Madhura Naroni. I'm a freshman in Canada.
And you're the creator of the project, and this is...
My name is Chris Power. I'm one of the teaching fellows here for the course.
So are you her TF, or...?
No, I'm not. Just wandering around, checking out cool projects.
Nice, yeah. So basically, just do you want to talk about your project a little bit, the ideas, or...?
Sure. So I'm a part of Woodbridge International Society, which is the Society of International Students on campus. Okay. So I was really excited to be able to do something that would help Woodbridge in the long run, using my experience in CS50. So what I did was implement part of the new website for Woodbridge. So what they did was they gave me this template.
All right, so we have a template here for the new Woodbridge Society website.
And then they gave me the freedom to change things around a little bit, but this is what they wanted it to look like, because the header and the layout of the page was standardized, so I had to code it according to the other pages. So... So this is my project. So here we have the members of the board and the four different committees of Woodbridge. And the tiny squares you can see to the left of the names are supposed to be the flags of the members, the countries that they come from. And the bylines are the positions that they have in the committees. And if you click on any of these, you go to a profile page where you have information about the member. And this is supposed to be the picture. And if you yourself are a member and you want to edit your profile, you can actually log in. You can actually log in and then... And then upload your... Say your flag. If this is your flag...
So we are we're looking at this is the login page, you said, or is this editing
this is the editing
your... All right, so we're editing the profile, and you can upload your flag and everything about your background and your position.
You can say you look like this. You can upload your picture and the year you are in, and then your concentration, your house, and then other stuff about yourself. And then you say edit. Once you say edit, it gets uploaded, and here you go. So the flag has changed, and if you click on it, the picture has changed, and the information in your profile page has also changed according to how you changed it.
Nice. That's really neat. So how long did this take you, would you say?
Well, I worked on it a little over winter break, and then when I came back in reading period, I worked on it. I'm not sure I worked on it like one day or 2 days, but like over a reading period.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a great presentation and a really nice final product, but a lot of people say it's the journey rather than the destination, right? So how was the experience? Was it fun or worthwhile, or what do you think?
Well, the entire experience with CS50 has been really fun. I mean, I came in wanting to major in engineering, but after CS50... I just want to do computer science. So, yeah, I love the professor. I love the structure of the course and the TFs, and there's a lot of help available, and people from all sorts of backgrounds come here. So I'm actually competing with beginners. I'm a beginner, but I'm competing with people who actually had their own websites before CS50.
Right.
So it's really interesting to see my improvement over the course of the semester.
Cool. Well, nice. And good luck. I hope your concentration turns out well. And this looks very nice. So congratulations.